何？
ダロマイト、ダロマイト。
Everybody, how you doing? My name is Cheryl. This is Coding with Strangers, and I have something I want to talk about. It was brought to my attention that there was a hack that went on during the Apex mid-game tournament that was being hosted, and it garnered a lot of questions about anti-piracy and anti-cheat and what these actually do and mean and how they can affect people during these type of things. So Apex Legends tournament postponed after players hacked mid-game. This has a lot to do with the gaming world and a lot more to do with anti-cheats and anti-hacking, anti-piracy. A lot of the benefits that people speak about protection of their games and IPs and the ability to have a game that has integrity might have led to one of the biggest exposures of player data and safety as far as information is concerned, as all of their information might have been vulnerable or exposed to people via this hack. So let's get into it. One pro player was given an aimbot while another was gifted wall hacks. And just for the record, I guess, and I don't even know, but Apex is sort of like a first-person shooter game. You play on teams, and I'm assuming it's just like King of the Hill or a Battle Royale situation. I've never played Apex, but I do understand from that component. It is a video game. It was a tournament. And it has a pretty big following, a decent community. A big Apex Legends tournament came to an abrupt end after a handful of pro players were hacked during one of the final matches on the competitive developer Respawn Entertainment and publisher EA. That's quite predictable. If I had to pick a company that would probably, this probably should happen to, it's probably this one, but We're more concerned about the players than the company. Have yet to comment on the situation, leaving folks frustrated with the state of the game and its anti-cheat tech. The Apex Legend Global Series is a massive competition Respawn first-person battle royale that started in 2019. This year's tournament was one of the biggest ALGS history, with a $3 million prize pool and over 60 countries and regions participating in the event over the March 13th weekend. Damn. Players Naoya, Genta Burnt, I have no idea what these, Ozoki and Philip Imperial Hall Dozen were hacked in the middle of the North American finals. It was a strange thing to watch, because instead of those hacks insta-killing them or otherwise breaking the game, they gave both players distinct advantages. If you make me pay for this, I'm gonna be okay. Oh, we can actually see the video of what happened. Let's check the video out.
Oh, my ping. I knocked him there. Yep. Wait, what the fuck? I'm getting hacked,
I know, it's true. Can you play the game?
Bro, I'm getting hacked.
I know, but can you play?
Yeah, but it's cheating.
What? Hey, yo, that's wholesome as fuck. What? That's wholesome. That's wholesome as hell. I'm getting hacked. Hey, that's wholesome as fuck. Clap it up, man. That's wholesome. That man could have been rolling W's on these mugs. He didn't have to tell nobody. He didn't activate them. But the wholesomeness in him, that's nice. That's really nice.
Fucking up your game?
Yes, I can see everyone. Like, I'm...
You need to leave.
I didn't leave the game, right?
I'm leaving.
Bro, like, what the...
Admin's down. Nick, admin's down.
So intense. In Gettenberg's case, he was given a wall hack, a cheat that makes in-game walls non-solid or transparent so that you can see every single player on the battlefield. I'm getting hacked, he said repeatedly before telling someone it's cheating. That's wholesome as fuck. I don't know. I'm assuming like it's for integrity purposes, but that would suck. In-game wall haps, non-solid, transparent, so that they can see every single player on the battlefield. I'm getting hacked. He repeatedly said before telling someone it's cheating. When they asked if he could still play the game, he ultimately left the match. Meanwhile, Imperial Hall found himself in possession of aimbot, which gave him pixel perfect accuracy when shooting his in-game gun. I'm cheating, he told his team. Who told him to leave the game? I have aimbot right now. I literally have aimbot. What if I just don't shoot? Unlike Gentenberg thought, Imperial Hall kept playing despite the hack. See, this guy's weak sauce. He stayed in the game. He has no integrity. Boo this man. No one really knows who disrupted the tournament. However, the footage of Gentenberg getting hacked, the word Apex Hacking Global Series by Destroyer 2009 and random popped up on the screen. According to Eurogamer, Destroyer 2009 is a cheater who's been showing up in Apex Legend more recently, and players have clips of them wreaking havoc. While EA and Respawn Entertainment have yet to comment on the series of unfortunate events and whether they affect Apex players. Interesting thing about this was, after looking into it a little bit more, they come to find out. There we go.
Beta. All
right, I got my powers back. In one of the boxes for the aim box, you can see that the player's ID says "Vote for Putin." So there's a large belief that this is from happening in Russia. These hacks are coming from Russia, and on top of them coming from Russia, there's also a strong belief that because Russia has been excluded from this tournament, this is a sort of protest from that player community. While EA and Respawn Entertainment have yet to comment on the series of unfortunate events and whether they affect all Apex players, Apex Legends Esports Twitter account posted on March 17th that the North American finals were postponed due to the competitive integrity of the series being compromised. The account said more information would come soon. Meanwhile, the Anti-Cheat Policy Department, ACPD, a group that gathers cheat and hack information in online games, said players should take immediate measures to protect your personal information following the ALGS breach. This includes changing Discord passwords, securing email addresses, enabling multi-factor authentication, and performing a clean OS reinstall as soon as possible. So if you play any of these games, you should definitely be on the lookout, because these anti-cheat codes go to the granular level, from my understanding, meaning that these games can also show up, like they can gather information on players who might not play the game and just have the games installed. Though the ACPD said that a remote code execution RCE exploit was used to inject cheats into streamers' machines, which could allow hackers to install ransomware software to lock up PCs, the Easy Anti-Cheat Twitter account contradicted the statement, saying that after an investigation, there are no RCE exploits utilized in these hacks. So they don't even have a firm understanding of what happened or how this happened. Oh, man. Kotaku has reached out to EA and Respawn Entertainment whether the results of the RCE exploits or not is a bummer all the way around. These folks were trying to show off their skills in competitive setting for the big bucks. For the tournament to get ruined and ultimately postponed is a shitty thing to watch unfold in real time. Hopefully when EA and Respawn Entertainment figure out what happened, the event can get underway again. Until then, I guess be on the lookout for Destroyer 2009 and back up all your accounts. Damn. Do I watch pirate software from time to time? Interesting. So basically what I can ascertain from all of this is they found a way to either there's three ways that they could have done this. Backdoor through EA, backdoor through Respawn, or they've actually found a way to navigate anti-cheat software and reverse engineer so they can gain access to people's softwares through remote means. And I'm going to say Respawn, who is just the developer and not the publisher, is pretty tight-lipped about their source code, while the publisher, EA, who is notorious for having breaches in the past, might be the culprit here. If I was a betting man, I too would put my money on this being an EA issue and them not being fully aware of all the gaps and closes, because I don't think the anti-cheating part, like, because there is reason to believe that they could get more granular information from the kernel version of this, but I think it's more important for us to get a resolution so that this doesn't happen again versus us trying to point the finger, right? Because it's easy to sit here today, you know, in retrospect and say, oh, you know, who's in charge, who's responsible, yada yada this. We just need to figure out how this happened, if we can figure out the source of the issue and bring these people to the forefront so, you know, we can stop this from happening again. Because to know that there was $3 million on the line and these guys had the opportunity to make this money and they couldn't do it anymore because of two hackers brought a whole entire company down to their knees. It's kind of distasteful, you feel me? Okay. Made an interview, Destroyer 2009. Did you see that? Oh, no, I didn't. Do you have a link for that? There we go.
If no, is it fun for you to cheat all day long?
I don't play all day long.
You play a lot, though.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but is it...
I play like 6 hours a day or something.
Yeah, 6 hours a day, and you cheat all 6 hours a day?
No, I cheat like 3 hours, and then play legit 3 hours.
Yeah, but like, what do you gain from cheating?
Thing I've ever seen in my life. It's
yeah, but isn't that just kind of sad?
Hello. No.
How is it sad, bro?
You're ruining the experience for 59 other people.
Well, technically, if you kill someone, you kind of ruin the game as well, I guess.
That's not very nice.
Just to scare them off. Oh, see, they're running away.
No, just stop cheating and just play yourself and try to become good, you know?
That's way too boring, bro.
But like, there's no way it's not boring to cheat, though. It has to be boring. You're not doing anything. You're just getting everything for free. Like, you never lose a fight against anyone. Like, do you ever die?
Oh, yeah, but if I solo queue, I die, like a lot.
Why'd you start cheating, though?
Because I got, like, false banned in wrestling, I mean, many years ago.
You got false banned? Because you're good at the game?
No, I suck, like, really bad, but... it was a long story.
And then you're like... I got false ban, so now I'm gonna start cheating.
Yeah, because in Rust, like, first ban is like hardware ban, so you just can't play the game.
But like, what's the point of cheating then?
I mean, if you want to keep playing, but you have other stuff to do, like a job, and you don't want to suck.
Yeah, but you still suck though. You know that, right? But you suck big time.
Why is he coming for him like this? He said, but you still suck, though.
You just tell yourself you don't suck because you're winning or what? You want to get higher rank, but...
I don't care about rank.
If you don't care about rank, what's the point of cheating in ranked?
Man, I can play legit on silver, but that's just too boring.
So you're a silver player? There's no way you think it's boring to play legit.
It is, bro.
But like, why? That's the whole point of playing video games.
I mean, people are different.
I know. You seem very different. How old are you, if I may ask?
18.
Don't you think at some point you'll start to realize that it's just kind of sad what you're doing?
I hope I won't.
What if you wake up one day and you think, you know what, that's fucking asshole move, you know?
Yeah.
What if you get a wife one day and she cheats on you, you know?
Okay, that's a little extreme. Calm the fuck down, okay? If you get a wife... That's a little extreme. All right, so he's 18. He's a dickhead. He's annoying. He's like, these are the guys who need father figures and real friends in the real world, because like, he doesn't want to be a dickhead, but he doesn't know that there's something he could be more. Right? He doesn't know that he could be more than not a dickhead. See, when a guy is that young, they think being a dickhead is just the best thing in the world. And it's not until they grow up and they say, oh, I could be cool, or the strong silent type, or the baller type, the athletic type. They don't realize there's more categories. Because early on, let me explain this to you guys. Let me break this down to you guys. Early on in your life, when you're a kid, you don't have any money, any cool things. You're all losers. Every kid is a loser. They're all dependent on other things. And the one thing that they do have that can actually garner them differentiality and positive energy is their personality. And you have the people who are extremely nice, the people who are sort of like cool, or sort of like people who are about themselves, the loners. And then you have the dickheads. And the dickheads seem to garner two reactions. One, they can get a rise out of adults by making them angry. And because they can have the ability to control something that the adults do, they're considered to be cool. So they're the jokester, they're the loud people, they're the annoying people. And at some point, you're supposed to grow out of that and realize, oh, you can be something more, like educated. But instead, you opt out of being educated and you just move forward being a dickhead. Oh, wait, Nan, you know about this guy? He used to cheat all the time in The Sims. How do you cheat in The Sims? It's a first-player game.
No. Would you feel bad, do you think?
I think I would. But cheating is a little bit different in this.
Not really. Cheating in a video game and cheating in real life is the same shit.
I mean, one person as me won't make a difference. There are like thousands of cheaters. One cheater that makes the game better a little bit. And making developers think about their game and figure this is way better.
You can't tell me that cheating makes the game better. That is just incorrect. That is incorrect. Making developers think about the game, you are smoking the sasa, brother. You're not doing anything yourself. You're just getting a free win.
I mean, who made this? I think me. Well, it takes way 4 years from me. How am I not doing anything?
Yeah, it took you 4 years and you're still shit at the game.
Why is he shitting on him like
this? You just said you're a silver player.
He is shitting on him so bad. He's like, I don't know. For me, and rightfully so, maybe because I don't care so much about the game, or I don't see I've never played the game, but as a person who's played like first person games and other games, cheating is definitely not cool. So I totally agree with the developer saying, I totally agree with what the streamer saying, and I totally agree with everything they're doing. I'm definitely not getting 30-20 kills because I have been playing COD for 14 years of my life. Yeah, so you make games unplayable for everyone around you and ruin the experience? Yikes. Yeah, hey Fizzy, I agree, man. Fizzy. Yeah, the purpose of playing the game should be fun. If you want to win, then you got to get good. And if you have to cheat to get good, I think you're a dickhead too. Because like, I'm horrible at Call of Duty. Like, I know I am gutter trash. I don't even pretend. But I also get on with... Every time I do get a kill, or every time our team wins with me, it's just that much more satisfying. So, like, I kind of agree. Like, especially when you let your cheating get to the point where you're... you're stealing $3 million in prizes from people who are actually good at the game. I used to write botting scripts for games if it was PV... It was tough. It's actually quite fun programming, but I did it to sell gold online, LOL, kind of victimless crime, kind of. I mean, people when they are right in front of them. Yeah, I mean, but then that's also you could go work with your, work on playtime with your front, with your teammate. Like, anything that causes a physical. I mean, anything that causes a clear advantage, like if you're botting to give your character a special skin, unless the skin is like a camo so you can't see them very well, but anything that gives you a clear advantage is just, you know, dog water. And, you know, that pretty much wraps it up. So let me know what you guys think about this. I appreciate your feedback and input on this. Clap it up. Dynamite.